of you who have closed your minds thinking that this particular sermon is about money, you can still clap your hand, and you can still shout, and you can still stomp your feet, because I'm not trying to get anything from you, but I'm trying to give everything to you so that you can understand what it means to be a generous Christian. Yeah, generous in every way. Generous in love. Generous in understanding and kindness. Generous in encouraging people. Generous in praying for one another. Generous in sharing what you have with those who don't have nothing. Generous in giving. Generous in tipping those when you go to a restaurant who serve you. Generous in giving those who may come to church when we have a food hanging, when we have food hanging all off the trays, and when they ask you for a plate, you will be willing to give it to them gladly instead of you hauling it off to your house. Because generous in giving is born out of, watch this, Christian grace. I'm talking about grace now. Yeah, grace that is lavished upon us in spite of the fact that we have sinned and come short of God's glory, he still showers us with his love. Talk back to me if you can. We don't deserve it. We're not worthy of it, but God has just decided, because of who he is, God just decided to generously pour out his grace upon all of us. His grace woke you up this morning. It's his grace that gave you a reasonable portion of health and strength. His grace that gave us the privilege to come to his house. He gave it to us simply because he loves us. Let's walk around the text. Let's look at the text this morning. Paul is praising the Macedonian church because of their liberality. This was the poorest of the churches that Paul had founded. And a missionary offering was needed for another church, and he has looked over them because of their poverty. But they entreat Paul, and they beg Paul to get an offering from them, because they wanted to give out of their poverty. Because in the Jerusalem church helped them when they were in extreme need. I wish I had some Bible readers again. Now that there are three things that's in verse 2 and that we need to look at. Great trials of affliction, abundance of joy, and deep poverty welled up in the riches of their generosity. That's in your King James Version. Yes. Yeah, great trials of affliction, abundance of joy, and deep poverty welled up in their riches for their generosity. You know, they gave in great trials, deep poverty, but they had an abundance of joy. Yes. They gave in great trials. Yes. They were in poverty. They had deep poverty. In other words, they didn't have nothing. But they had abundance of joy. Yes. Can I pause here right for a minute? But they gave out of their great trials. They gave out of deep poverty, but it manifested in them an abundance of joy. Yes. Y'all ain't listening to me this morning. Which means that joy has nothing to do with your situation. Are y'all listening? Joy has nothing to do with your circumstances, because you can still have joy in your great trial. Somebody in here this morning is going through a season of trials and testing, but you still got some joy. I wish I had a witness in here. Somebody in here is going to be sick. If I stay home, they're still going to be in the bed. I'm going to the Lord's house where I can give him some praise because he just been that good, and there's a possibility that he can turn my situation around. I need a believer in here who have been through some great trials and affliction, and God brought you on the other side of it, and it made you a different person. It put something in your praise right now. I said it has put something in your praise. It doesn't matter how much money you have now, you still got some joy.